News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Some $460 million will be spent to undertake work at 12 secondary health care facilities across the island during the current fiscal year. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the allocation will go towards further expansion of several health facilities, including the Linstead Hospital in St. Catherine and the Princess Margaret Hospital in St. Thomas. He says provision has also been made for the construction of new health centers and upgrading of existing facilities.
We plan to undergo work at Granger Health Center in Westmoreland, Comprehensive Health Center in St. Andrew, Maxfield Park Health Center, Christian Penn in St. Catherine, Runaway Bay in St. Anne will receive brand new clinics.
Dr. Ferguson adds that work on the design for a new health center in Port Maria St. Mary will be undertaken and expansion of the Stony Hill Health Center will begin soon. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health is in the process of designing and developing a cancer care system of excellence. The cancer care system will be located at the St. Joseph's Hospital, where one of two linear accelerators for radiation treatment will be housed. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the initiative is part of efforts to reduce premature deaths from non-communicable diseases, NCDs, by 25% by 2025.
Cabinet has approved the award of the contract for the Linux, and a contract was signed with Variant Medical Systems for over US $14 million.
Dr. Ferguson was making his contribution to the 2015-16 sectoral debate in Parliament last Tuesday. He says through public and private sector partnerships, radiation treatment for the most vulnerable will move from $1.8 million in the private sector without government support to zero. Waterland, Environment and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill says steps have been taken to ensure that the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, observe best practices in the management of the Riverton disposal site. Among the steps taken, Minister Pickersgill says, is the acquisition of the requisite environmental permits for operation and maintenance of the waste disposal site. He says oversight is being given by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA.
The Natural Resources Conservation Authority, on NEPA's recommendation, approved two environmental permits to the NSWMA in the following categories: solid waste treatment and disposal facility, hazardous waste storage, transportation, treatment or disposal facility at Riverton.
Minister Pickersgill says these permits were issued in April 2014. He says NEPA has subsequently implemented a monitoring program to ascertain the level of compliance with the conditions of the permits. Cabinet has approved a special order making lands in Balaclava, St. Elizabeth available to National Housing Trust, NHT, contributors. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says solutions in the Balaclava housing development are now ready for sale. She says persons need to meet the basic criteria regarding contributions and the minimum number of points under the Priority Entitlement Index. Minister Faulkner adds that under the order, 28 housing solutions in the scheme will be made available to NHT contributors who are public sector workers, senior citizens, young adults, and persons with disabilities. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force has rolled out its electronic station, E-Station Diary initiative to further increase the efficiency of its operations. The E-Station Diary will replace the traditional large ruled hardcover book and is the official record of activity at a station. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the E-Station Diary pilot project was recently rolled out at the Manchester and Clarendon Divisional Headquarters.
This initiative replaces the physical book with electronic station diaries that will bring huge efficiencies and new capabilities in terms of searching the database and retrieving records.
Minister Bunting says the layers of security built into the E-Diary system ensure greater protection and integrity of data. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.